Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I finished answering the first question. Listen as I start the next question today as we end the week.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now let's go on to another question. This question says, hi. Are there and have there been any missionaries to the actors and actresses of movies and television? All the preaching against movies and TV and things of that nature, with which I agree. However, have we missed telling people in Hollywood about salvation? Have there ever been missionaries or pastors in that area? This is a growing problem. Thousands, millions of people are watching and emulating the philosophies they are portraying in the movies, TV movies, and such are becoming the false church. Maybe back when it started, we should have been witnessing to the people instead of preaching against them. It started with accepting anything on television as good. I think that's what the devil's snare was and is. And I'm praying someone can get to these people who have so much control in our world. They need missionaries. Well, what do we do? Well, my answer was, dear sister in Christ, thank you for your email. And it does bring up an interesting thought. Now, I remember Dr. J. Vernon McGee had some actors and actresses in his Church of the Open Door in Los Angeles when he pastored there. One of the problems is security of getting in the gates and the studios and places of that nature where the successful ones live. On the other hand, I believe one of the best things one can do is go online and find out how to contact a person. Track. Recorded sermon, etc., could be sent to them. It's somewhat like the workplace for most Christians in America. God places us on our jobs to be a light. We are to be a light in the workplace. I remember leading a boss of mine to the Lord when I worked at the warehouse for Sears back in the early 1970s. That man is with the Lord now. But at the time, boy, he had one of the filthiest mouths and cussed me pretty strongly for just witnessing to him. But God got a hold of his heart, and he got saved, and we were able to rejoice together. Now, if me being on the job, if I had not witnessed to him, since he didn't go to church, I don't know of anyone else who would go to him. As far as Hollywood is concerned, we've heard of actors in the past, Pat Boone, Kirk Cameron of more of a modern day, and others have tried to reach Hollywood working within their profession. Now, I'm not in agreement in many areas with those men on various forms of doctrine. As I understand, they do have a witness, and they've tried to lead people to Christ. But with so many churches singing, dressing sensually, and talking as the world talks and singing as the world sings, dressing like the world dresses, it shows them they have no need to repent. They think they're all right. Well, my friend, worship is no longer worship when it reflects the world around us more than it reflects Christ within us. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, we read this, "As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance." Now, the idea of fashioning yourselves is emulating the world. Fashioning is not emulating the world, but putting it in a religious setting to act as if that sanctifies, that makes it all right. "But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, all areas of your life, be holy. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, "that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man." The idea of put off there is to take it off and throw it away as an old rotten garment. So, put off the former way of living, the former lustful desires, as he says, the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lust. Why are they deceitful lust? Because they make you feel good. All they get with, for example, the beat of the music. They get desire of that. They say, well, it's all right because I'm not stealing. I'm not killing anybody or beating anybody up or something like that, and it deceives you. But then he says, "and be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Put your mind meditating in the things of God. Some people try to get right with God, and then they end up meditating on what they left, and their mind and heart is in one thing, and then their body is trying to do the works that are spiritual, and before too long, they quit, they fail, and they blame everybody, but the fact is, they just did not get renewed in the spirit of their mind. And he says, "and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness," which is obeying the word of God, "and true holiness, separated from the world, but separated unto God." Galatians 5:13, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." Okay? You hear so many people talking about, oh, we've got liberty today. We've got grace. We've got liberty. We're not under the law. Well, please understand. Liberty was never to justify the actions of the flesh. Here we're told very plainly, very commandingly, use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. But preacher, you don't understand. That makes me feel good. Well, there are people that watch pornography that make them feel good. I'm still not going to justify. Jude 4. "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who before of old were ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, here you go. Certain people that creep in unawares. Sometimes say, well, they were creeps. But what it is, they sneak in the church and act like they're one of you. And then they begin turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Well, anything's all right. Anything goes. And instead of God's grace being holy, now it is a free ticket to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the Bible in Jude 4 is telling us that'd be a sign of the local churches of the last days. And we're seeing it around this country and around this world. And it grieves our heart. So let's go right on then and finish this letter. So I hope that you'll understand that whereas a special ministry to the Hollywood people, there must be Christians within that witness first, and there are Bible preaching churches surrounding Hollywood and other areas, and those people are there for them. It's not that like there's no churches there, there's no preachers there, but rather it is there are not Christians that somewhere along the line stopped witnessing. Many of them just stopped witnessing and standing for the Lord. So you need to understand that so that you don't fall into the same error that they have fallen into. Well, I hope that helps you, and I hope that helps our listeners as well. Okay, here's another one that is quite lengthy in my answer, not too lengthy in the question, but this listener was watching or listening to us on the internet to a live church service, live stream or something of that nature, and something I said rubbed that listener the wrong way. So the listener says this: Dear Pastor Bloom, I felt compelled to reach out to you regarding a statement that you made during your sermon, live streamed, live on Wednesday night. You communicated to the congregation that the LGBTQ movement was pushing to add T to their title to include pedophilia. The correct term to use would have been pedosexual, according to the claim that you referenced. This claim is grossly inaccurate. A simple Google search reveals with every list that the LGBTQ community staunchly refuses to include the act or inclination of pedophilia. Please check. Now let me just insert for our listeners. I don't believe everything I read on the internet. And secondly, I don't think the internet includes everything. Okay? I think they actually exclude something. You can, for example, find that many conservative politicians find out that the internet will not print put some of their things on the internet. So just so that you know that. Goes on to say, the only group making this inclusion are those involved in pedosexual circles. Now, since their requests have been completely denied, this claim for inclusion should not have been used in the way that you communicated. Disclaimer, the only time P has been seriously considered is in regard to polyamory. Now, as a preacher, a man called to speak truth, you stated something that was in no way true. We are accountable for every word that we speak. You more so as a pastor, a shepherd. While I believe that you should make a public statement correcting your words, but that's between you and God. My responsibility is to speak to you in love regarding this matter.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.